Sometimes I walk past the homeless person in the street, and I can hardly bear to look them in the eye. Sometimes I give a small amount of money, and sometimes I give a generous amount that leaves me a little short, and I wish them well. All of it makes me uncomfortable and angry. I am angry that there are homeless people on our streets. I'm not angry with homeless people for being there. I am angry with a society that has created the conditions conducive to homelessness, and that it is on the increase. It is a case of there but for the grace of God go I. Because how many of us are just one unfortunate catastrophic event away from such a situation? There was a young homeless man my daughter knew from school. He gave her his only £5 late one night because she did not have enough money to get a taxi home, and he was concerned to make sure she was safe. A few months later, she heard that he had died alone in his tent and had lain there for 4 days before being discovered. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. After the results of the election, I have to say that I am ashamed to be British. I am incredulous at what the UK has voted for. It is certainly not the preferential option for the poor. I am reminded of the meditations of the first week of the spiritual exercises, where we are asked to contemplate the sins of the world and our own sin. The grace we ask for in the first week is shame and confusion, because I see how many have been lost on account of a single mortal sin, and how many times I have deserved eternal damnation because of the many grievous sins that I have committed. I have to acknowledge that were I to place myself in the exercises right now, it would be here, in this place of shame and confusion. I notice the movements in me where I am not responding, even internally, in a way that is more for the glory of God. I notice my anger and where it might move me to personalise it and lash out at others. And I notice the pull of despair, which has the potential to shift me from this place of spiritual consolation of shame and confusion, the grace of the first week, into spiritual desolation, where it would be all too easy to feel that God has not answered the poor and needy, and to lose some faith and trust in God. If we are using pushing your elderly relatives off of a bus as a metaphor for how we look after the vulnerable in society, then Scotland knows that it is not the done thing. It is so obvious that it does not need explaining. A 3-year-old child could sing it to you. After the general election, I will say that I am proud to be Scottish.